This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Terps take on the number one seeded Florida Gators Thursday at 7:30. Pregame coverage 6:30 right here on 105.7 The Fan. And what do we know about the Gators? Well, they are a one seed, but we tasked our own Beltway Ben to scout the Gators for us. And Beltway Ben, what do you see with this Florida team?
It's going to be a very tough test. One of the best rebounding teams in the country. We know you guys already talked about the Terps struggles on the glass. They have a ton of different scorers, and they have seven different guys that could start at majority of power forward teams in the country. That's a big thing with the Terps, right? The Terps starting five is one of the best in the country, but they don't have much depth. Florida does. They bring a big off the bench. They bring a guard off the bench, and the guard they bring off the bench has given them 20-plus points in a game. Like, the Terps don't really have that. So it's going to be a tough test, and a lot of people see their scores and think, well, they play high-paced games, right? They don't play much defense. They score a lot. No, that's just the pace and how things go. They play good defense, right? They're top 10 perimeter defense. They're top 10 inside. The thing the Terps will have to do, to me, is get some of these bigs in foul trouble. We saw UConn do it, and that changed the game a little bit. Condon has been great for them all year, but he had a slip up at the free throw line against UConn, and that changed the game a little bit too, right? He was 3-for-8. So I think the Terps have got to get the ball inside and try to get some of these bigs in foul trouble. The guard play is going to be hectic. Clayton versus Gillespie is going to be a massive matchup. We saw Clayton struggle very much early in that game, but one thing that they didn't do, Golden never went away from his guys, right? He left his guys out there and let them figure things out, and Clayton knocked down multiple shots down the stretch. They also have some veteran leadership. Elijah Martin was on the FAU team that went to the Final Four, so this is a guy that's won some big games before. It's going to be a super tough test for the Terps.
Yeah. Is there a certain style? I mean, do you just try to run with them? Do you think that the 2-3 looks that they throw at them in the half court can be disruptive at all?
I think you got to play fast. Try to go fast. That's how they've lost a few of these games. Tennessee beat them 64-44. Yeah. They were dealing with injuries, though. Terps are not winning that type of game. They're not holding Florida to 44 points. But you look at some of their losses. 106-100 against Kentucky. Yeah. Maybe something like that. Georgia beat them 88-83, but that was also at Georgia. Maybe you have more fans than they do, but again, I think the Terps are going to have to run, and they're going to have to play it at a high-paced game. And the big, massive thing, Rodney Rice and Jacoby Gillespie have got to knock threes down in the first half. You cannot get buried. And Michigan has played awesome basketball, don't get me wrong. If they're down 8 at halftime or 6 at halftime and then down 15 in the second half, you're not getting back in that game. This has to be, from the jump, you're scoring. play, you know, decent defense, but in those games, they have to play at a high pace, and it's got to be a 80-80 type of game for them to win.
What do you think of Jason's theory that we're going to get into a lot more tomorrow? The fact that this is the first time that they're an underdog in a while, where maybe you can play more loose to start this
game. Illinois is the first time that they've been a true dog. Like, some of these games went off like -1 or pick them like Ohio State, right? They were getting 6.5 at Illinois. That's January 28th is the last time they've really been a dog.
I couldn't agree more. You've seen the, like, how tense they look in the first 5 minutes of both games. First game, they got it going a little bit earlier in the second game. And even in the Colorado State game, there were, you know, shades where they were able to get it going, but it was never consistent where they looked good. At every moment in that game, it was like, even when they went up 4, it was like, they're up, but nothing could change. This should be a playing free game where we saw it. Florida looked similar against UConn. Florida was on the ropes there. UConn could have put them away, but UConn just doesn't have enough scorers and couldn't get enough going to finish them.
Well, let's finish here. We're 50 hours away from tip. How are you feeling about this one?
I want to say 82-74, Florida wins. And Kevin Willard is the head coach at Villanova before the end.
Wow, man. You went full walking four.
You're playing the role of me.
Yeah. Darth walking four.
Villanova, one of the prestige coaching jobs in the country, not having a head coach as the portal's opened already, that's just concerning.
All right, let me ask you this one. You could have one of these two outcomes. Lose the game, keep Willard. Win the game, lose Willard. Which would you choose?
Interesting. That is a Sophie's choice right there.
I hate to say this.
Win the game.
Lose the game.
I'm with you. Yeah. Lose the battle, win the war.
That means the department's serious about basketball, and they're going to figure it out. If you win the game and there's no contract done, I still don't see him coming back.
We should put that up as a poll.
That is an interesting thing, because I feel like if they beat Florida, I like them against the winner of Texas Tech and Arkansas.
I like them, but,
but now you're
I don't like the head coach coming back.
I hear you. Do I want my goodness now, or do I want it long term?
But at least Pines has a good statement to put out on Twitter tomorrow about who even knows what. That's exciting.
Something green. Coming up
what
next.
What color tie he's going to wear to commencement? Well,
the whole thing, they've turned their whole website green, so it's something green related. It can't be Willard.
All the money they're giving Willard.
Green.
It's like a leprechaun with a pot of gold.
Coming up next, purple rain in the forecast. If you're just tuning in, the Ravens, they have signed a free agent today. Who is it? We're going to tell you next here on The Fan.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.